Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 15th of March, 2024. The Bible reading today is Mark chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. They gathered in such large numbers that there was no room left, not even outside the door, and he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it, and then lowered the mat the man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some teachers of the law were sitting there, thinking to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Immediately, Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to say to this paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat and walk'? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." Today's article titled, "Get Up and Walk," was written by Chris Whale. Many know him as the father of modern fantasy writing. He inspired great authors like J.R.R. Tolkien, Lewis Carroll, and C.S. Lewis. Yet Scottish author and poet George MacDonald's most powerful words may well have been those concerning his Saviour's forgiving heart. Reflecting on Jesus' healing of a paralyzed man, MacDonald wrote, "To save a man from his sins is to say to him, in a sense, perfect and eternal, rise up and walk. Be at liberty in thy essential being. Be free as the Son of God is free." In the story, the paralyzed man is dramatically laid before Jesus by his friends. To onlookers, this man obviously needs freedom from his trapped body. But for Jesus, the real problem lies far deeper within. He said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." When the teachers of the law took offense, Jesus made his intentions clear. "I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." Jesus brought freedom to the man's body to prove his authority to bring eternal freedom to the man's soul. It is a freedom that he still offers today. He has authority on earth to forgive so that we may get up from our prisons of sin and follow him into liberty. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you that you have all authority to forgive sin. Gratefully and joyfully, I receive the freedom of your forgiveness today. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Robin, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.